What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail painting home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
This is Holly. I am coming to you this week all by my lonesome self because Cornbread, Joni, has her thing going on with her students this week in Chattanooga. So she is out and about educating the youths of America. And so we're giving her the week off to do that and give her attention to that. So you're just stuck with me. I really just thought I would come on and do this. Is a little mini-sode. It's not going to be a super long thing. You know, it's not going to be nearly as much fun because Cornbread's not here for me to make fun of. So we're going to do our best. But I'm going to, the title of this mini-sode is A Reality Check and a Word of Encouragement. So here goes nothing. Like many of you, sometimes the reality of our lives becomes a little overwhelming. So I just wanted to share a little bit of behind the scenes. You know, we talk about our lives and all that kind of good stuff, and this is nothing too serious, but it's just a matter of I have been feeling really overwhelmed with particularly my house. You know, I'm the one who loves to talk about design, and I always have a million ideas, but right now I'm going to confess the reality right now is my house is a hot mess, y'all. It is a hot mess, and it's kind of driving me a little crazy. And so, you know, to give some context, as some of you know, who've been listening. So I started a really fun, new, exciting endeavor the beginning of this year. And it came on kind of quickly, which was wonderful, where I've got a vintage booth at an antique mall. And I'm loving doing it. It is a lot of fun. It's something I've always wanted to do. So I am really enjoying it. It is a lot of work, but you know, work is good. It's okay. But I will say that having since starting that, I have really done not much of anything in my house. So I am sitting here right now in my studio. This is my art studio, my jewelry making studio, my recording studio. Now it's a giant vintage booth. I have stuff everywhere. Stuff is everywhere. And I've done some organizing and I've put new shelves in, and there's just stuff, y'all. And it's a lot. It's a lot for my brain. So that is a lot. I'm not used to kind of a lot of clutter around. My dining room has got stuff everywhere. I feel like I'm constantly just trying to put stuff away. So house is kind of a disaster. And then on top of that, I've got so many ideas doing the vintage booth and following different accounts on Instagram and that I love to see has really been really inspiring to me. So I'm getting all these great ideas. I've got so many project ideas, really just for decorating in my home. Because believe it or not, you know, it's funny how you can be someone who loves design and you know, likes decorating and that kind of thing, and yet you get sort of stuck. You can get stuck in just your same old, you know, how things have looked for the last 15, 20 years. And that's fine. But, you know, as your style evolves and new things that I see and get inspired by, I just kind of am like, why don't I do it? I need to do those things. So I've got several design projects in mind, which is wonderful and exciting. I'm collecting art for one of them. I'm going to do a whole huge gallery wall in our family room full of gorgeous, you know, mostly original art that I pick up and thrift and find places. So I'm very excited and I love it. I love the work in progress. But at the same time, I just don't have time to get to all the things that I want to get to. Okay, so there's that. Let's see, what's next on my list? Oh, yeah, here's another reality check. I still have some Christmas stuff up in my house, y'all. I'm not even going to lie. It's shameful. It's pathetic. But this is where I know things have gotten really, I have jumped the shark here, because I have never in my life, it is April, I still have some like Christmas winter greenery out front of my house. I've got some Christmas things, my bookshelves in the living room. I haven't, you know, kind of taken the winter paper tree. They're mostly neutral, so it's not like anything screaming Christmas, but it's just like the winter is still up and I have all these ideas I want to do for the bookshelf. Have I done them? No. And then the Christmas tree in Avery's room upstairs, it's still up. It's just up there. It's just up. So that has been a little bit crazy, but I'm going to just confess that. Haven't gotten to that yet. So that's on my list this week. And then also, I've been growing my hair out, y'all. I've been growing it out from a shorter kind of real bob, long pixie. And so on top of everything else, I got to deal with this big mess on my head. And it's just too much for me this week. So that is the reality check. We all are in these situations. I'm in it. Joni's in it. You know, we don't say share it to complain. It's just a reality. That's why I call it a reality check. You know, sometimes even though you're very into design or you're very into making things look nice or whatever, we are in a season right now where I've really had to focus on getting the booth going and what that means and the inventory and all kind of thing. And while it's great, it has pushed some other things to the side for this season. And that's okay. That's okay. So here's the encouragement. If you're in the situation like I am, where there's just some things in your life that you're just feeling very overwhelmed or very stuck, you kind of can't, make the progress you want. The very first thing is just, you know, give yourself, and we hear this all the time, but give yourself so much grace. I've had to give myself so much grace. Because that's not normally, I like to get stuff done and I don't like to start new things too much until one thing is kind of, you know, I like to kind of make sure I'm good in one area here before I dive in. And that's just not the case right now. That's not the case this year. We're planning a wedding. My youngest son is going to be moving, taking care of parents and doing fun stuff with my dad on the booth. And anyway, it's all hit at once, as life will. So just giving yourself, and I'm giving myself, a lot of grace and going, you know what? This is a season. This is the season that I'm in. So that is really helpful. The other thing that helps me, and maybe this will help some of you as well, is just to remember that growth is messy. You know, it's messy when you grow things, when you plant a garden. You know, you're digging up dirt, you're attending to things, when you reorganize, something in your house, or you're researching or starting a new project or learning or collecting supplies, whatever it is, it's messy for a while. And there's different times where it will be messy again. And that's because you're growing. We're growing and we're changing and we're learning and we're doing new things. So that is very encouraging to me. I hope it is encouraging to you as well. So here is a couple of practical things I was trying to think of. I'm like, okay, to tell myself, and y'all can just come along for the ride because I needed to hear this. Also to remember, what I need to do is start very small, like really, really, really small. Make the things that you're doing or wanting to do really small, and then start on those really small areas, whatever that might be. It might be one area, you know, one room is really very big. It might just be one area. It might be one shelf. It might be one tabletop that you just need to get a handle on. You just need to deal with it. So start small. And then, you know, as you keep going, those things will add up and add up, and you'll make some progress that makes you feel encouraged and motivated to keep going. Then the last thing that I just wanted to share real quickly on this mini episode is the idea that now is a really good time to start thinking about whatever season is coming up. So I mean that like literally season, you know, like for us, we're in spring here in St. Louis and in the United States, and we're in spring. So really summer is coming. That's the one that's kind of coming up. And with summer, of course, that means a whole change of routines for everybody, for all of y'all that have kids. Even if you don't, that can be work things can change, activities change, travels change. But especially if you've got kids around still at home or whatnot, that summer season, of course, when they get out of school or you stop your homeschooling for a little bit or whatever it is, it's going to look different than what it is right now. And so, you know, go ahead and start thinking maybe a little bit, not to overwhelm yourself, but to kind of start getting a handle on the upcoming season and like ask yourself, really the big question to ask is for you and your spouse or whatever, and your, even your kids can be involved in this, is to decide what matters, okay, in this season. What, you know, everything can't matter. We can't have, you know, you can't be probably the fun, cool kid hangout with a pool house, i.e. Joni, the fun house, the, you know, all the kids coming over, the pool and everything, and have a spotless house ready to, like, you know, host tea time every day, because those two things don't, you know, you're going to have towels and flip-flops and kids and snacks and, you know, there's all that kind of stuff that goes with it. So really deciding what matters is going to start to give us a better idea of what to focus on. So for, it's going to be different for all of us, but take a few minutes, you know, in these next few weeks as you're just trying to think about the ending of school. I know this is a crazy, like May becomes just absolute crazy town for people who have kids in school, because every program and every, you know, all the things, plus if you have any graduations and proms and all the stuff. So it can be really, really crazy. But start thinking a little bit about that summer transition and what is going to matter to you. To some people, that means, you know, they like to spend a lot of time going places, being outside, like picnics and festivals, and grab the, you know, have the chairs easy and ready to go, because they want to kind of, they do a lot of those types of activities. And it's really important to make those things, make your picnic stuff and your festival blanket and your chairs, you know, dust them off, clean them, and put all those things in an easy, you know, place to get. That it's all together in one, whatever, wherever you can do that makes it really easy for you and your family. So when it's time to go, you just yell, hey, kids, get the, you know, load up the stuff. And that might be really important. You know, getting your outdoor dishes and plastic stuff, you know, ready to go, and cups with lids for the kids. Or, you know, maybe you just decide, look, I'm going to have my paper plate little corner here where the kids can reach it. And we're going to do a lot of paper plates this summer because Mama didn't want to do dishes all summer and didn't want to be fussing at the kids all summer about dishes. So maybe you're just going to, you know, especially when friends come over and all that, you're just going to make it easy. So start thinking about, you know, what matters, getting ready with your sunscreen and your bug spray all in a, you know, bucket or in a bin in one spot. So everyone knows where it is. You run outside, it's there. You can grab it. You know, maybe it's laundry, getting, you know, it's really important because you in the summer don't want to spend a lot of time worrying and thinking about laundry. So maybe you need a new laundry routine or a new place to gather. You know, everyone gets their basket and everyone throws it in. And when their basket's full, you help them, you know, teach them how to do it if it's old enough kids, or do that one. You know what I mean? Maybe I'm making this all up, but the point is, maybe that is something really important to you. Maybe a beverage station, a little mini fridge with like a place to stick all the kids' fruit drinks or all your sodas or your seltzers or whatever, you know, that you want to have handy, and you don't want to be having to deal with all the fuss and the muss, and you can put all your glasses there. And again, maybe you're using paper cups. Maybe you're, you know, you've got a thing of straws there, and just kind of getting that together ahead of time. If that's important to you, and if that's something you want to do, then that's great. So I hope that's kind of gives some ideas. It helps me to think about whatever that upcoming season is for all of us, that we can do some small things. You know, as I said, it's overwhelming right now. I'm overwhelmed right now by a lot of stuff, even though it's good stuff. But it does help me to think, what are the small things I can do that I can tackle? You know, whether it's design-wise, whether it's organizing or just getting things back. I've got, you know, accounting paperwork I need to get done. That's just no fun. I'd really rather go thrifting, you guys. I really would rather do that. But that's not always the case. So I hope this encourages you. As I said, this was a reality check and a word of encouragement to take a deep breath, give yourself grace, recognize that the season that you're in right now and the season that's just coming up in terms of physical things, emotional season is a whole nother story. We'll have to get Cornbread on here to talk about that together. But just kind of getting together your physical space a little bit, and just, as I said, having lots and lots of grace for yourself. So I hope you all are doing so well. I hope that this week brings you whatever it is that you need. If it's some rest, then rest. I have been needing to take some rest. Even though I have a million things to do, my brain is saying just slow down. So if you need rest, I hope you get rest. If you need to be outside and moving and, you know, active, I hope you get to do that. If you need to be with your people, whoever that is, I hope you get to do that. So we will talk to you soon. We will have our normal length episode next week when Cornbread is back to have all her stories of what all the shenanigans she got up to. So until then, thank you so much and hope you guys have a great week. Goodbye, Cornbreads. I don't know.